Maybe, Annie thought, the men didn't notice William and her because the dark green plastic they wore over their clothes blended in so well with the color of the heavy brush. Maybe the men had looked around for another vehicle and, not having seen one, assumed no one else was there, certainly not on foot. But Annie could certainly see them, the profiles of four men parked in a white SUV in a campground space. Everything was wet and dark under the dripping canopy of trees, and it smelled of pine, loam, and the spray of the creek. Other than the white car, the campground looked empty. There was a picnic table next to the SUV and a low black fire pit. Annie watched as the driver got out and shut his door, looked around the campsite, then turned back to the vehicle. He was middle-aged or older, lean, fit, and athletic in his movements. He had short white hair and a tanned, thin face. Three more doors opened and three more men climbed out. They wore casual rain jackets. One wore a ball cap. The man in the ball cap put a six-pack of beer on the picnic table and pulled out four bottles and twisted the tops off, putting the tops into his jacket pocket. The men seemed to be comfortable with one another, she thought, the way they nodded and smiled and talked. She couldn't hear what they said because of the sound of the rushing creek behind her. The ball cap man offered bottles of beer to everyone and took a long drink of his own. They didn't sit down at the table, too wet, she thought, but stood next to each other. Annie felt William tugging on her arm through the plastic. When she looked over, he gestured back toward the path they had come by, indicating he wanted to go. She gave him a just-a-minute nod and turned back to the campsite. It thrilled her to spy on the men. Men fascinated and repulsed her, maybe because her mother attracted so many of them. What happened next was terrifying. The driver circled the group of men, as if returning to the car. Then he suddenly wheeled and jabbed a finger into the chest of a wavy-haired man and said something harsh. The wavy-haired man stumbled back a few feet, obviously surprised. As if a signal had been given, both the ball-cap man and a tall, dark man stepped back and stood shoulder to shoulder with the driver, facing down the wavy-haired man, who pitched his beer bottle aside and held his hands out, palms up, in an innocent gesture.
"Annie," William pleaded.
She saw the dark man pull a pistol from behind his back, point it at the wavy-haired man, and fire three times. Pop, pop, pop. The wavy-haired man staggered backwards until he tripped over the fire pit and fell into the mud. Annie caught her breath, and her heart seemed to rush up her throat and gag her. She felt a sharp pain in her arm, and for a second she thought that a stray bullet had struck her. But when she glanced down, she saw it was William's two-handed grip. He had seen what happened in the campsite, too. It wasn't like television or the movies, where a single shot was a deafening explosion and the victim was hurled backwards, dead, bursts of blood detonating from his clothing. This was just a pop, 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 like a string of firecrackers. She couldn't believe what had just happened, couldn't believe it wasn't a prank or a joke or her imagination.
"Annie, let's get out of here,"
William cried, and she started to backpedal blindly toward the creek. At the water's edge, she looked over her shoulder, realizing they had lost the path and could go no farther.
"No," she yelled at William, "not this way. Let's get back on the trail."
He turned to her panicked, eyes wide, his face drained of color. Annie reached for his hand and tugged him along, crashing back through the brush toward the path. When they reached it, she looked back toward the campsite. All three men stood over the wavy-haired man, firing pistols into his body. Pop, 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 pop. Suddenly, as if Annie's own gaze had drawn him, the driver looked up. Their eyes locked, and Annie felt something like ice-cold electricity shoot through her. It burned the tips of her fingers and toes and momentarily froze her shoes to the ground. William screamed,
"He sees us!"